Let's turn now to the other major story we are following, the coronavirus pandemic, which continues to rage. This week, the U.S. set a new record for the number of COVID deaths in a single day at over 4,000. Meanwhile, some states are now gradually expanding eligibility rules as they distribute vaccines. And it's becoming clear that those who administer the shots will often have to take people's word for it on whether they qualify. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville has this report.
Like a growing number of states, Tennessee has opened up vaccinations to seniors. Here it's 75 and up. So Frank Barghuzzi signed up his father and went ahead and put himself on the list, though he's 63.
He's 88, so I jumped on his bandwagon. I'm going to blame it on him.
I talked to the Barghuzzis in their truck at an office complex in Murfreesboro, being used as a mass vaccination site. Workers were giving the shots through the window. The younger Barghuzzi says he does work a few days a week with people in recovery from addiction, so to him, he might qualify as a healthcare worker. The truth is, health departments aren't doing much vetting, says Dr. Lorraine McDonald.
That's a difficult one.
I don't get the sense that there's a whole lot of investigation that, like, you are that person or you do live
right
here. Or is that just something?
It's pretty much honor system.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
McDonald is the local medical examiner and has been working at the county's drive-through vaccination site this week. Tennessee's local health departments are not required by the state to check IDs or proof of qualifying employment. Their directive is to err on the side of getting shots out. McDonald says if people make it through the sign-up process online and show up for their appointment, they're not going to be turned away. She acknowledges that some people under 75 need the vaccine more than those over the line. I told her about Gail Boyd.
I'm 74.
But she's also in remission from lung cancer. She says she was so eager to get the vaccine, she joined her slightly older husband.
Well, I mean, nobody's really challenged me on it.
You had to tell them you had lung cancer.
Well, I mean, I do tell them that first off, so maybe that eliminates the challenge. But either way, no, everybody's been exceptionally nice.
Now, technically, in Tennessee's vaccine plan, having lung cancer doesn't make her eligible in the current phase, though she is high risk. A few cars down, 57-year-old Gina K. Reed sits in the back seat with her husband and mother up front. She says she didn't consider trying to slip in with them, who are both over 75.
We try to be responsible because you think, you know, if you take one and don't necessarily need it, you're knocking out somebody else that isn't that higher risk group.
These debates about who deserves vaccine more are destined to continue until there are more than enough shots to go around. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
That story came from NPR's partnership with Nashville Public Radio and Kaiser Health News.